Good morning. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Now I saw a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Peace, love, and joy. That's what people desire above all for Christmas. And yet, the Lord impresses on our hearts in our text that Christmas is conflict. The diademed dragon demon desires to devour the desired ones. Our text presents 2 signs in heaven which confirm exactly what God foretold in Genesis 3. Conflict between the serpent and the woman, between his seed and her seed, hostility, struggle, conflict. With the fall into sin, the world came under the dominion of this diademed dragon demon. He drew away armies of invisible principalities and powers, and he sends these demons forth to maintain his diademed authority over you and me, everyone. He seduces all, even the heads of governments, industry, and commerce, to follow his lead, to seek his image of the kingdoms of man. Everyone that is following, hey, what's best for me? I have to do what's right for me, is following him. He maintains the horns of death in tenfold dominion over sinners. And so, the desired one, the seed of the woman, was not born at Christmas for peace, love, and joy on earth, but to engage this conflict with a diademed dragon demon. This DDD engaged Herod and his dragoons to slaughter all the babies of Bethlehem. This child, who, what did our text say, was born to rule the nations, had to flee to Egypt. The diadem dragon demon fought Jesus all the way to the cross and injected his venom of death into him and celebrated his triumph. All history thus takes its form in fulfillment of this conflict. And so also our activity is represented here. It's pictured in Mary. She's representing the whole church, clinging to the promises of God, and so bringing forth the Christ child. And because he came short was Satan's triumph. This Bethlehem child burst open the chains of death and the bonds of sin. He cast Satan down and he won this age-old conflict with the diadem dragon demon. Yes. He then ascended into heaven and sat down on the right hand of his Father And what did he do from there? Our text points out that he adorns his desired ones, you, the church, with the sun, moon, and stars, the authority of God to forgive sins, to open heaven, and to so bind the DDD. But notice, Jesus is caught up to heaven. So his rule over the nations is not yet seen on this earth. Though he has been mortally wounded, the DDD fights with great wrath to regain his dominion. And so Christmas was not just a conflict during Christ's birth and life. It remains a conflict for all in whom Christ has been born. Dwelling in our hearts, Christmas is his call for us to step up to this conflict, to take up arms in our turn on the stage. Every day is our Christmas conflict for the diademed dragon demon wants to devour you. For you are the desired of Christ. When the Christ child is born in our hearts, we can only expect that this DDD will want, yes, to attack us. One day he uses Mary's chagrin, our chagrin, because we're mocked, made fun of, ridiculed for confessing the truth. He uses it to lead us to be quiet about things that seem so foolish, like the virgin birth of the Christ child, God's creating the world by his word, or the forgiveness of our sins in the blood of Jesus Christ. The next day, he causes Joseph's refusal to believe Mary, and such like with us today, to lead us to become discouraged, to doubt, even to deny. And the next day, he uses Herod's dragoons slaughtering the babies and similar evils that are happening all around the world today to produce despair. Why? Why, God, would you allow such things? Like Israel in the wilderness, we too are in the wilderness. And every day, we are facing that conflict. Will you be content in the Lord's calling? Or are you going to complain that you don't have paradise on earth? Will we daily rejoice in the manna from heaven, Jesus feeding us with the word and sacrament, or complain, "Oh, that's just old stuff. Boring compared to the world's excitement. Unfulfilling compared to the achievements of the world." How well have you done in this Christmas conflict? How often has this diadem dragon demon scorched you with his breath of fiery flame? And yet our turn on this stage in this age-old conflict can, with Jesus, be a crushing of the serpent's head. Notice our text assures us that the Father has prepared our place in this wilderness, that Jesus is feeding us here, and that the Holy Spirit is bringing us this comfort. Yes, the peace, love, and joy that Jesus gives in the very midst of conflict. For Jesus has, by his going to the Father, his death and ascension, cast Satan out. won the victory over this DDD. Jesus, referring to his death on the cross for our sins in John 12, says, "Now the ruler of this world is cast out, and I, if I am lifted up, will draw all peoples to myself." The diadems that this world worships, what's best for me? I have to do what's right for me. They are successful only in an illusion. They will be broken with a rod of iron. Notice Jesus came at Christmas because you are his desired ones. He adorned you with the sun, moon, and stars, with the authority of God to forgive sins, to open heaven, and yes, to bind this DDD. Every sin, every failure of which Satan can accuse us has already been washed clean in his holy, precious blood. The chains of death have been burst apart. The diadem dragon demon does want to devour you, the desired of God. But Jesus devoured the devourer. And he wants you to enjoy his eternal triumph, his peace, joy, and love. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please remain seated after the hymn for an announcement. We'll continue with hymn 83, stanzas 1 through 4.